Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So many times Christians, there's reasons why, but get confused in their own self about when something's coming up to them, and they go, well, is this God or not? Is this God or is this just me? Or what is this? Well, in that scenario, what needs to happen? You need to get to the place where you can see this is God. Right? You perceive. See, this is God. And what helps you to do that? Holiness. Without holiness, you won't see the Lord. You won't perceive the Lord. Right? Now, we don't make ourselves holy. The Bible tells us that we've been sanctified and made holy by the blood of the Lamb. No amount of good and righteous works can make you righteous enough to stand before God clean and pure and holy. But His blood and our faith in the blood has made us holy. Amen? We've been made acceptable in the sight of God. Don't think that you got to try to work and get better and get good and do enough good so that you're acceptable in the sight of God. You can never be acceptable in the sight of God that way. That's why Jesus had to come. And since He has come, and since He shed His blood, and you put your faith in Him, you are already acceptable. You are acceptable now. You are righteous now. You are holy now. Amen. I said, well, no, Brother Keith, I'm not now, but when I get to heaven, I will be. If you're not now, you're not going to heaven. No. How many understand? It is not by works. It is by grace through faith. Right? You can never be righteous by your own efforts. You can never be holy by your own efforts. You can only receive the righteousness and holiness that has been freely given to us by the wonderful sacrifice. Somebody said, yeah, but you don't know how bad I've been, Brother Keith. You don't know. You don't know the dirty things and the defiled and the evil things I've done. How could I ever be holy? Yeah, and you don't know the power of the blood. Because I don't care what you've done. If you're willing to repent, that blood is powerful enough to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and make that which was unholy and defiled and unclean holy and pure. Hallelujah. You know, I had the privilege of working under Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin for 20 some years. And he had a number of visions and experiences with the Lord. And one of them that just stuck, that I heard him tell publicly and privately, that stuck in my spirit. He said on one occasion he was caught up out of his body and caught up before the Lord. You know, Paul talks about that. You know how one was caught up to the third heaven. It's happened. And he said he was aware. He saw what you read about in Revelation. He said he saw the throne. He saw the beautiful rainbow behind it. He saw the winged creatures crying, holy, holy, holy. And he saw the Master. And he said when he saw the Master, he said he turned to look towards the throne. And he said the Lord told him, you shall not look on His face. Well, the Bible says nobody has looked on His face and lives. And I guess he had more work to do, you know. So he said, but he turned and looked on the Lord Jesus, the Master. And he said when he did, he was just overwhelmed. And he fell down on his face and he put his hands on the Lord's feet and said, Lord, nobody as unworthy as I should look on your face. And I'm sure you'd feel that way. And this is what he said the Lord told him. He said, the Lord said, stand up. Stand up on your feet. He said it in such a way you didn't think about not doing it. He said immediately he stood up and he stood there trembling. He said, the Lord looked at him and said, in strength but in love, he said, I have made you worthy to look on my face. Oh, glory to God. Has he? This is what the New Testament teaches. It hasn't been fully taught like it should be. But the New Testament revelation, tradition teaches that you're just an old sinner saved by grace, an old unworthy worm. That's not the New Testament. That's not the New Testament. It teaches that by faith in the blood, you've been sanctified. You've been cleansed. You've been made righteous. You've been made holy. Holy. We are the saints of God. That's what saint means. Holy. Holy. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
Well, we're made holy. But then not only that, we are to walk in this holiness. Just because you're made righteous doesn't mean you're not supposed to do righteous things. Live righteously and do righteous works. And just because you're made holy doesn't mean you're not supposed to act holy and practice holy things. The word holy means pure. It means clean. And it means separated. You hear the word sanctified in the Old Testament and the New. It means separated to God's exclusive use. Now, turn with me, please, to 1 Peter. When we're talking about being led by the Spirit, what Spirit is that who leads us? Holy Spirit. You know, of all the different descriptors, this one is one of the most prevalent. And it's one that can never be applied to an evil spirit. One thing the devil and demons can never be is holy. They are frequently called unclean. Right? Unclean. And defiled. And you know, whatever spirit or spirits people yield to, they take on that spirit's qualities and characteristics. You know the man, madman of Gadara. He was possessed of an unclean spirit. He became like that. Went and lived in the graves, in the tombs, and cut himself. See, whatever spirits people yield to, they take on those qualities and characteristics. If you yield to a lying spirit, what do you become?
Liar.
Liar. Unclean, you become unclean. But the Holy Spirit, I said the Holy Spirit, you yield to Him, you take on His qualities, you take on His characteristics. He's pure, He's truth, He's holy, holy. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
I mean, the Word is called the Holy Word, the Holy Scriptures. God's angels are called what? Holy, holy angels. Jesus is called the Holy Child, the Holy One. God is the Holy God. Like we said before, the winged creatures in heaven, they could say something else, I guess, but what do they say continuously? Holy, holy, holy. What does that mean? Pure, clean, undefiled, right? Holy, separate from sin and defilement. Well, this has a big bearing on how sensitive you and I are to the Holy Spirit. He leads in holiness. He leads in holy ways, holy paths. In 1 Peter 1, 1 Peter 1, verse 14, 1 Peter 1, 14. He said, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Now, conversation here means lifestyle. Your way of life, manner of life. Because, as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Do we serve a holy God? Can we live a holy life? Now, when you say that, it's obvious the devil has worked hard to confuse people in this area. Because when you start talking about holiness, people's minds run off on all kind of tangents, and they reduce holiness to a dress code, to somebody's rules. People have all kind of ideas. But again, what is holiness? Purity. Cleanness. Separation from sin and defilement. I referred to Brother Hagin earlier. He said this, and I wrote it down years ago. I think it's a great way to say this. He said, holiness is not adherence to some man's do's and don'ts or rules and regulations. Holiness is Christ-likeness.
Amen.
Holiness is Christ-likeness.
Yeah.
Certainly that'd be true. He is the Holy One. He lived a holy life. So being holy is being like Him. Living a holy life is living like Him. And immediately when you begin to talk about holiness, people's minds have been taught through tradition and wrong things that, well, that's unattainable, unattainable. I mean, He's holy, but me, no. And I never will be in this life. And I can't. I can try, but I know I can't. These are lies of the devil. You've been made holy already, and you can live a holy life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Holiness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R215. That's R215. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.